Okay, I just wanted to clarify one more time with the run, because I know some guys were having trouble. Because what does he mean? What is he talking about there with the chazakos? How does the chazakos fit in? Right? Yeah. So I mean, I think you're right. I think you're. The other day I said that you were wrong, right? That you were looking at it as a maisa of tashbisu essentially, and then the consequence of bayir avayimotze. Whereas I was saying it's really just you have to look at the bayir avayimotze. But you're right in a certain sense. You also are right that the lav of bayir avayimotze, according to the way the Ran is looking at it, sets up a maisa of tashbisu. It sets up a real maisa of tashbisu, and that maisa is what he's talking about with the chazakos. You know what I'm saying? Like you were saying, the chazaka is in terms of the maisa, but it's because the lava bayir avayimotzei, the way I'm trying to say it is, it's to be meiniach the chametz birshuso. Now that's either if it's bedaito, but even if it's not bedaito, if it's in a makom where it's matzoi, then through the quality in the rishus, through the nature of the rishus, it's considered that you're being meiniach, because you're leaving it in a place that's accessible to you. That's a tamadar. But the halacha is if it's matzui, if it's in a makom that's matzui, if it's makom that's ruggly matzui sham, even though you don't know about it, and you fail to, if you have it in that kind of a place, that's considered being a meiniach through the rishus. But there's no iser in a makom that's not matzui. So the iser bayir avayimotzei via the makom will set up the mitzvah of tashbisu with bedikas makom, with the bedika on the makom, and in terms of fulfilling that bedika, you'll say he did it al pi chazaka, he did a good bedika, and he rendered the makom no longer a makom where it's ruggly matzei sham. And therefore, it will not be considered being miniach through his makom. Give you an example. Think of an example. Like, for instance, you have by Basin, right? So you have Drisha v'chakira. That was good. Because the point is, we were saying like this. We were saying that if the lav is just to have it, then chazakos doesn't help. Because the fact is, you missed it and it's still there. Right? So we're saying the chazaka is on the rishus. Now you are right. You were saying the chazaka is in terms of the maisa. You could say that. But you have to first formulate the nature of the isser properly. The nature of the isser is that is to be meiniach. Like we were saying with the bittel and the bedika, they should follow through in the same way. We were learning the bittel in terms of being meiniach, and the bedika too. That you're removing that, you're removing the quality of being meiniach. Like for instance, so you say, but how are you meiniach if you don't know about it? If it's in the makom that it's roy to be in. Like we were saying, if somebody comes in and puts a fork in your fork drawer, that's considered put in the usable. It's considered usable to you. It's considered usable to you, even though you don't know about it. But if he puts it in your bookshelf, it's not. They're both in your house without yidia, but if it's in a makom where it's ruggly matzei sham, then it does functionally relate to you,
huh? Because you still have a fork drawer, and there happens to be a fork in it.
That's right. So now by chametz, if you have a makom that's ruggly matzei sham and you fail to check it and you fail to be bodek that place, then you're just being meiniach. You're being meiniach, whatever is there. So in order to avoid being the meiniach, you have to be a bodek in that area. But bodek is a maisa. And in terms of the maisa, we rely on chazakos. But the whole, right? So for instance, I'll give you an example. You have, let's say you have a basin. So basin does what? When basin gets edim, what are they chayev to do? Sorry, Michael. What are they chayev to do when they have edim? Right? Drish v'chakira. Why do they do Drish v'chakira? Because they don't want false edim. Right? So you're not supposed to have false Edom. You're supposed to have kosher Edom. Good Edom. Edom who know what they're talking about. Not false Edom. But how do you remove false Edom with an assay of Drisha V'Chakira? Now, if they did the Drisha V'Chakira properly, right, and it just so happened that they slipped through, they relied on Chazaka of doing Drisha V'Chakira properly. You wouldn't say they're over in being Mekayim Edom Psulim, being Mekayim Edei Sheker, right? So you see that... You see that you can have that in order to avoid the thing when it's turned into an assay, then you go by chazakos and if you fulfill that assay. So.
Well, what about things that may not?
Yeah. So bittul is a different thing. Bittul is when you're destroying the side of the chefta itself. Here we're saying you're not being over there. You're not being a miniach because you're destroying it you're removing it from your shus b'machshavaso, like the Ran says. But if you do bedika, you're not removing it from your shus b'machshavaso, but you're being mafkia the reshus from being meniach the chametz that's in it. And in terms of defining the reshus like that, that's the asiyas hamitzvah. That's the asiyas hamitzvah of Bedika. But if you didn't have an idea of Asiyas HaMitzvah, if you didn't have an idea that Bedika is a mitzvah midaraisa, you wouldn't be able to say you're relying on Chazakos. Because then it's just, you have to get rid of it. It has to be gone. That's really the essential question of if you're going to say that it's a mitzvah or not. See, it comes out like this. So what happens, what's Tosas? You took a look at that Tosas on above? On the base? Satosa says, if you find the chametz on page, Satosa says, why is the bodek tzarech sheyevatel? Because maybe he'll find chametz v'daite iluya. Satosa rejects Rashi's pshat, because Rashi says, daite iluya means it's not, Rashi says you're going to be shoha. You're going to be chos l'sarfo, right? And you're not going to want to be mevatlet. And Tosfos says, no, it means that it wasn't batel me'elav. It's very confusing to differentiate the two. What exactly is are they arguing about?
According to Rashi, though, you don't have anything that's batel me'elav, right?
Peruin. Just Peruin.
That just never requires a bit of it. You never relate to it as
right.
Telling,
right. But the point is right. But so the point is that what that Rashi's saying it's true even if you find. So what's the nafkamina between the two? Halachically, what's the difference? That Rashi's saying if you didn't do bittul at all and you find the delectable loaf, right? So you're gonna what? You're not gonna be over necessarily, right? Even though you did not do bittul. And now it's chametz yadua birshuscha. You will not be over. As long as you're not chos milasarfo. Right? As long as you're not chos milasarfo. Yeah. And Tosos, what's Tosos saying? Tosos seems to be saying that what it doesn't make a difference if you're chos or not. The problem is right when you know about it, you can have a problem, unless you can be mevatlet in that instance. Right, unless you can be mevatlet in that instant. Now Tosas does not hold you over the mafreya. It's interesting. Tosas does not hold you over the mafreya. But it does seem that. That Tosfos and Chof Aleph mentions that. Because it's not matzah, he says. He says not matzah. But what? See, it seems according to Tosfos, the reason why you weren't over before is because you didn't know about it. Right? But once you know about it, that changes immediately. right? But according to Rashi, the reason why you weren't over before is because you had a din of tashbisu from your rishus, right? And as long as when you find it, you're immediately osek and being mevarit from your rishus, that's continuing the shame in the rishus that you had. You understand? That was the dik. That's what I was trying to explain from the Ran. That seems to be a difference between Rashi and Tosus. According to Tosus, there's no kiyum in the rishus of bedika. It's just you're not over on something you don't know about. If it's not motzoi and yadua, it's not part of you're not over by your rabbi motzoi. But it's not you didn't have a kiyum. You never had a positive kiyum of tashbisu, right? So then the minute you find out about it, you're going to be over, unless you can be mevatel at that instant. But according to Rashi, even when you find out about it, even if you don't do bittel when you find out about it, as long as you're osek in biur now, right, and you don't relate to it positively, then you'll be able to continue the shame tashbisu of your rishus. Because as long as you always treat it as not motzoi, as long as you're always considering the makom as not a makom chametz, you won't be over, even if you know about it. The only thing is you have to do that. That's bedaito. That's only bedaito, and you have to be mevar right away. The interesting thing is the Rosh's mashmi will be over the mafreya. The Rosh's mashmi over the mafreya. He's mashmadi over the mafreya. You have to take a look at it. It's a big machlokus in the Bach and the Korban Hasanal how to learn the Rosh. But the Ramban is only talking about a strange case where it seems like you actually knew about it, right? But the Rosh is saying, because you're not over on knowing about it, he says, even chametz that you don't know about, you're over as long as it's in a place where it could be seen. And that's where he learns the Gemara's question, which implies that you haven't been over yet. He learns that the Gemara's question is just talking about assuming you're going to find it before the Zman Isser. And then the Gemara answers, no, you'll find it after the Zman Isser. See, that Gemara's difficult. Implies nothing happened until that point. Right? Because what kind of an answer is that? Why should you bittel be mevatle when you find it? Yeah, but if when you find it, you're already over, then of course you have to do bittel, right? So Rashi learns you're not going to be over because you have the tashbisu and the rishus. From the side of the rishus, it's your rishus is mushbas from chametz. It's a positive quality in the rishus of being shoveis from chametz. That's what bidika can create. But if you're shoha, you're going to be chayev. According to the Tosos, it seems there's no positive quality in the rishus. The only thing is a chametz you do, you're not chayev on. But the minute you find out about it, you're going to be in trouble. But it does seem that Rosh is learning. So both of them can learn that the Gemara is talking about you find it on Yantav. But the Rosh is mashma that the Gemara is assuming you'll find it right before Yantav starts. But if you would find it after, you'd be over by your Rabbi Yomotzi. I mean, that's what it sounds like. You want to listen to the Rosh? Listen to the Lush of the Rosh. Because the Rosh says, what is it, on Dalit? No, it's Tess, right? He says, "My time it's aruch bittel v'alo bodak upina kol hachametz shenimtza." You get rid of all of the chametz that's found. E name a mishum pirurin dekim shalom matza bibedika. It's interesting. Now it's so maybe you'll say it's the pirurin. So why is the Gemara picking on pirurin? Because he's saying pirurin you don't find in the bedika. V'nisharu va'over alav by yiroa. Maybe you'll be over by yiroa on the piruin. V'afa pisha eino roa. Even though you don't see them, apparently he holds when you do the bedika, you have to pick up the piru. You pick up the piruin that you see, right? But you're not going to get all the piruin. The Gemara is like assuming you're never going to get them all. Dahak. So maybe so you'll be over. Dahalok sivlo tiroa chametz ela lo yiroa. Mashma lo yeh lechacham is makom haroi liriya. V'yafa pi she'en yadu, she'en yodea, she'en bebeiso, mikom makom ba yiroa ika. U'lechein tzorach she'yavato. V'shuvein kanis ba yiroa. That's all the Gemara's question. Maybe you'll say you do bittul for the piruin. Why, even though I don't see them, but since I know that I missed them in the bedika, it's almost certain that I missed piruin in bedika. But I don't know about them. That doesn't matter. They're still visible, or they're still roi for ri'ya, right? So you see, holds chametz that's not yadua, but in a makom that's roi l'ri'ya is over by Rabbi Matzvei. So in the Gemara answers, v'halo chashivi, u'mishem piruin lo tzarach bittul d'memela batili, v'avi hefker vein overland. So then, Amarava Gzeira Shema Yimotze Gluska Yafifia the Daite Iluya Klomer Chayshina and Shema Baachas Minazavios Hoysa Gluska Yafifia She Daito Iluya Velo Botla Memela. So he seems like he's noted to Tosis aside, right? That maybe in a corner, it's funny how he says that, right? In a corner, one of the corners, you'll have a nice loaf. That's not Botla Memela. Ulekach Sorach Levatel. Now the Gemara says, and here's the key question. V'chi mishkach levatli. Now, what was the Gemara's question when you find it be mevatli? There's two problems with that question. First of all, it implies that there's no isser up until this point, right? But he's saying you're over by your rabbi yimotze on something that you don't know about. As long as it's roi lihimotze, right? And the second problem with over yet, right? And the second problem is, doesn't the Gemara know that you can't do bittul in the Shas Isser? Right? You could learn that's exactly what the Avamina Maskona was, is the question. But he doesn't seem to learn that way. He says, V'chi mishkach livatle, v'loma hitzrichu livatel b'shas ha-bedika, dilma mishkach le lebosar isure v'lomotzi livatle. Now, the Gemara's question, v'chim mishkach levatle, is only asking one thing. Why do you have to dafka do it at the Shas HaBedika? And then the answer is, maybe you'll find it after the Isser, and you won't be able to be mevatle. Not that the Gemara is asking you'll find it in the Shas Isser. Am I right? You don't have it. It's an important question. There's two logical ways to answer the possibilities, right? Possibilities. There are two possibilities to what the Gemara's question is. And Havamina and Maskana. Maybe there's more, I don't know. But one is to say the Gemara is asking that you'll find it in the middle of Yontif. Right? If the Gemara is asking, and then it says you'll take care of it when you find it. Through Bittul. Okay? If you can learn that way, then it means there's no Bayi Royal Bayi Matze up to that point. And the Gemara thought you can be Mevatel something on Yontif. Right? But there's two problems with that pshat. First of all, the Rush says clearly, I think, by the Pirurin, that you definitely would be over Bayi Royal Bayi Matze, even though you don't know about it. As long as it's in a Mokum as Roy. Roy Liria. And a corner is Roy Liria. Right? And then the second problem is you're going to have to say the Gemara didn't know that you can't be Mevatel something that's not Berush Yischa. Or the Gemara didn't know it's not Berush Yischa. Something fundamental the Gemara didn't know. Right? That's one way. Or you can learn the Gemara's only question is that they thought you're going to find it. The Gemara is not worried you're going to find it on Pesach. The Gemara is assuming that by the time Pesach starts, so by the time Sheisho starts, you'll have found everything. Maybe you were a little lax in the Bedika, but by the time Sheisho comes around, we're assuming you'll find everything there is. Which is not the greatest question, I admit. Sounds a little funny. And then just do Bittul right when you find it.
Why doesn't the Bittul B'Shat?
And then the answer would be, no, you'll find it after Shas Isser. Right? Now, the second way of learning avoids both of those questions. Of course, it's before the Isser of Bayi Rabbi Matzei, and it's before the and it's before the time that you can't do bittul. And then the answer is no, it's after the time of bittul.
That doesn't answer the question.
Absolutely, but why do you have to do bittul? And that's why he says the question is why do bidika? Do I do bittul dafka at bidika? That's the way he puts the question. He says, Lama hitzrichu levatal b'shas bedika. That's what the Gemara is trying. That's all the Gemara is trying to answer. Why do you do bittul by bedika? Says because the problem is, it's true. You're most likely going to find something before this man is there, but you might find something afterwards, and then you're going to be stuck. That's why I have to do bittul b'shas bedika, so you don't have this problem. Oh, well, that's what they say. You're going to forget, whatever. So the Bach tries to learn this, tries to reread this rush. It's very interesting. Read the Bach and the Korban Asana if you want a good Bikias workout. If you can understand those two, what they're both saying, it's pretty good. So, but basically the Bach wants to learn the rush is not learning, the rush holds you're not going to be over. Unless you find lactosis, but it doesn't sound much that way. Yeah. What type of chash? Now, what type of chash are you worried about? That's the Kegel. But the Ramban, I think you're also going to have to learn this way, because the Ramban says that the Gluska Yafa, you're definitely over by your Rabbi Matzion, because he's learning Daite Eluye that you actually knew about it. Does he say you forgot to do beer? I forgot exactly the lashon, something like that, right? So then what's the question of Vechi Mishkachas Levadle? So he must also be learning that you're going to find it before the Shas Ezra. Now that the Gemara have meaning, you can do Bittul on Chametz on Pesach. That's a double Pasha. Truth of the matter is, you have a small window before the Zman of Isser by your Rabbi Matzei, but after which you can't do Bittul, right? Because the first... on the first day, I think most Rishonim hold is no by your Rabbi Matzei, it's just an Isser. So you would be able to buy your Rabban, but you would not be able to do Bittul. Maybe the Gemara is asking on that Zman. I don't know.